Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Pariprajaka Acharya Bharadashtra Tarasatastri Jagatguru Sri Srimad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Tadiya Abhirbhav Tithi Mahamahotsav Ki Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Pariprajaka Acharya Bharadashtra Tarasatastri Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Jitrila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Juki Jai Ananta Kati Vashna Vrindaki Samagata Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Sri Govinda Dham Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Srila Govinda Maharaja Abhir Bhakti Ji Maha Mahotsav Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bala
All glories to our Guru Maharaj Ki. Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivartasya Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki. Jai. Let the program begin. Please be seated. A very warm welcome to all of you this morning. Many families are recovering from their Christmas celebrations yesterday, and many of them are on their way here. We're expecting a house full by lunchtime. This gives us the opportunity to have a very intimate morning here with Guru Maharaj, which is often the case in Sri Govinda Dham. This is one place in the world where Guru Maharaj can have a very intimate affair. And this intimate affair continues every day, although today is the most auspicious day in the calendar for those of us who are connected to our Guru Maharaj. This is the most important day in our life, because only because of his appearance we are then able to receive the life force from him to continue in this life filled with happiness and joy and in the service mood that we are all trying to fulfill. So as it is both courtesy and with all respects, we begin the program by calling upon the most estimable among us to glorify our Guru Maharaj. And this must be done unreservedly and with full confidence, because it's flowing from your heart, all of your warmth, love, devotion and affection for our Guru Maharaj is coming forth. And in that way, we are also going to be taking the opportunity to read to you some of the wonderful renditions and writings that have come from all over the world. Through the internet, which we have hooked up down there, you will also see things that have been sent from as far away places as Moscow, as well as the United States and other parts of the world. Muralidhar Prabhu will take us through that later when we have the opportunity. However, first things first, we must call upon... Actually, there's no need to introduce Sripad Sagar Maharaj to all of us here in Australia and New Zealand. Although in other parts of the world, an introduction may be appropriate. Over here, an introduction must be most inappropriate. We all know Sripad Sagar Maharaj's long time dedication and service to our Mother Math, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, from the very beginnings. He has often served at the feet of our Guru Maharaj and also at the feet of Param Guru Maharaj for a long, long time. So it is our great honor and great fortune that on this auspicious day, not only do you know, it is grand for devotees and disciples to glorify their spiritual master, but it is more grand and really more estimable when the glorification is done by his god brothers as well as his friends, which are the most important things in life. So taking that opportunity, I'm going to call upon Sripad Sagar Maharaj to speak a few words, and then after that we'll continue with glorification and kirtan. Thank you.
No durmoti sangsaro bhitore poriya chinu ami. Ayamo no durmoti sangsaro bhitore poriya chinu ami. Atabo nijo jani kono mahajane, tabo nijo jani pathai adile.
The Holy Appearance Day, Jesus, Gosvami.
Thank you very much. Once again, we call upon Sripad Sagar Maharaj, who, of course, everyone knows, doesn't need any introduction, but we still, nevertheless, will introduce him. Sripad Sagar Maharaj, please come and give some glorification of Guru Maharaj. Thank you.
Om Agyanatamirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milisamjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Guravishra Sukurakam Guruganai Rasisa Sanghusitam Chintya Chintya Samasta Vedanapunam Sri Rupa Pantanukam Govinda Vidam Bujjalam Varatanam Bhakchanditam Sundaram Bande Vishwagurum Satibhya Bhagavat Prem Nohi Bijapadam Konakosuru Chirangam Sundaram Somyamurtim Vipura Kulavarenyam Sri Gurum Siddhi Purtim Taruna Tapana Vasam Bhakti Dang Siddhvilasam Vaja Vaja Tu Manore Sri Dharam Sambidhanam Bansa Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyai Vacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Nima Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Thise Nama.
The worship of Vyasadeva, Gurudev, is beyond the courtesy and formality. It is a function which is deepest in the relationship of spiritual master and disciple. And that function, Srila Govinda Maharaj kindly taught us the other day that Krishna cannot be purchased by courtesy, nor, on the other hand, can we ignore the courtesy. But because Guru is non-different from Krishna, then the service, everything that is done, every attempt to chant the holy name, to chant kirtan, to play the mridanga, to thread the garland or to cook some offering, actually is all done for the pleasure of Sri Gurudev. And that consciousness, we are reminded more brilliantly and more vividly, especially on this day of Sri Vyasa Puja. And when the Supreme Lord himself says, who knows my birth, activities in this world, and pastimes are all transcendental. That person, after leaving this world, he does not have to return this world to do birth, to take a birth and activities of this mundane world. So because Gurudev is none different from Krishna, similarly, those who know that the appearance and the activities, although shown in this world of Sri Gurudev, are all transcendental, they also do not have to return to the material birth and activities of this world. Therefore, although we are not capable to add anything to the glories of Sri Guru and Krishna, still we are finding our perfection of life and possibility of devotion more and more in chanting their glories. We have no ability to give them a prize or give them a certificate. In our countries we say happy birthday, but that is giving our blessings. But actually the happy birthday is ours, because through the connection of Sri Gurudev, we are the ones who have been born into the spiritual life, into the devotional life, into the entrance of devotional service. But our prayer to Sri Gurudev is for eternal service, and it is only his blessings upon which we are dependent and through which we can have that service to the Supreme Lord and to him also. So unfortunately, although I've been named as senior, I saw some small girls and boys here who offered garlands, who probably don't even know how to speak yet, but I feel they are much senior. But and also some mention was made by my good friend and colleague Sripad Mohanananda Prabhu, by whose sincerity and exclusive mood of devotion that it was Srila Govinda Maharaj kindly came here for this special function. And he also mentioned something about the word God brother, but I'd also like to correct him, if I may, that I'm not Maharaj's God brother. I consider myself his disciple, but probably not a good one. And that's the position I would like to maintain, because a disciple doesn't never become a god brother of his guru. But unfortunately as well, I don't have anything to offer. But I did write something on request of Sripad Bhakti Ranjan Prabhu, and I'd like to read that today to offer at the lotus feet of Sri Guru Pada Padma. Normally, of course, the custom is not to speak that way, who is one's initiating spiritual master, and so on and so forth. One will have to give that formality first. But we found in the Bhagavatam, when Shukadeva Goswami entered into the assembly where Maharaj Parikshit was seated, and all were trying to give knowledge about what should be his best activity, that all stood to receive Shukadeva Goswami, including his father Srila Vyasadeva, grandfather Parasara Muni, and all the great personalities. I'm also not a great personality either, but what to speak of how much respect it would be my benefit to give to His Divine Grace, who was and still is the most intimate servitor, associate servitor of Srila Bhakti Rokak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj, the great captain of Sri Rupanuga Sampradaya, as given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and who also showed the world the world was allowed to see also his deepest intimacy, not only with Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur, but also with Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, without whose grace we would never have known about the personalities of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj. Therefore, in this century, in this age, in this era, in this particular time, the real distribution of the pure holy name and the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev Mahaprabhu, it's been seen, have been given to the world, especially by these three super personalities. It is our feeling and our observation, and we would pray on this holy day that by their grace we would be sufficiently purified one day to show the world the reality of that in our own life and in our own example and in our own service. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki. On the most auspicious appearance day of His Divine Grace Gurudev, Sri Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, always praying for His grace, 26th September 1996, at Sri Govinda Dham, UK, Australia, in the Holy Association of the Beloved and Honorable Devotees. What is the earth without the trees? Where is the tree without the water? Where is the water without the cloud? Where is the cloud without the sky? Where is the sky without the sun? That sun is you, O Srila Govinda Maharaj, who gives the light of transcendental knowledge to the whole environment, past, present, and future. What is a life without the fruit? Where is the fruit without the tree? Where is the tree without the seed, and that seed you give, O Srila Govinda Maharaj, to bestow the fruit of love divine to all the universes? Where is that son without the father? Where is that calf without the cow? Where is that cub without the lion? Where is that creation without Brahma? Where is that maintenance without Vishnu? Where is that annihilation without Shiva? Where is that disciple without the teacher? And that master teacher of all the worlds and species is you, O Srila Govinda Maharaj. What is the heart without a soul? Where is the soul without a goal? Where is that eye without a tear? What is an ear if it yearns not to hear the messages of the world eternal? Oh, lost is the world without you, O Srila Govinda Maharaj. What is a book without the print? Where is the message without the song to massage the heart beyond right and wrong? Where is the patient without the doctor to give the medicine, to grant life eternal, to prescribe the diet for a life again normal? Where is that laughter without a smile? Where is that mother without a child? Where is that warrior without a battle? And what is a victory without an ideal? And that supreme you give, O Srila Govinda Maharaj. What is that love without the feeling? What is that feeling without attachment? Where is attachment without the taste? Where is the taste without constancy? Where is constancy without purity? Where is purity without service activity? Where is service without sadhu sangha? Where is sadhu sangha without faith? Where is faith without fortune? And that you alone give, O Srila Govinda Maharaj. Where is the morning without the day? Where is the day without night? Where is the night without stars? Where are the stars without the moon? And that golden moon you are, O Srila Govinda Maharaj, who nourishes the hearts of the faithful souls that circumambulate you and serve you with devotion 24 hours
they that are Krishna's flowers. Where is the stream without the river? Where is the river without the ocean? Where is the ocean without the fish? But who can swim there without the wish to dive deep in your ocean of devotion, where you play in your glory forever, O Srila Govinda Maharaj? Non-different form of Sri Radha Govinda, Golden Lord Sri Sri Gauranga Sundar, brought down his grace to the world through Sri Rupa, Sri Jagannath Gaurkishore Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, to Sri Sridharadev Goswami Jati Rajeshwara Bara, widely broadcast by Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, the great Prabhupada world preacher. Current original flows through your grace, country to country and each place to place. On this day holy we pray at your feet to ever serve thee of great heart so sweet. May you be gracious as always you are, to bring close to service we who are far away with our obstacles in this mundane. Make us your servants again and again. Jai Srila Govinda Maharaj.
Thank you, Sri Pasaga Maharaj. Wonderful. While that was taking place, Mahananda Prabhu kindly offered to Guru Maharaj the Vyasa Puja offering from all over the world, and it's been made in a delightful little short form here, which hopefully we'll all be able to get copies of later. But it is certainly available for everybody to read through today, passing from hand to hand, of course. It's the only copy we have. Yes. It's the only copy we have, so we'd like you all to read it as you take your time. Some of it will be read today. I've got copies of it here from around the world. Of course, through modern communication today, lots of people, instead of trying to write their offerings, are sending by fax. And all morning this morning, since 5 o'clock this morning, telephone calls have been coming through for Guru Maharaj from all over the world. And on this day, all the telephone companies are very, very happy because they'll make lots of money from all the devotees using their phones to ring Guru Maharaj. So telecom is no different. However, we're very fortunate. Calls are coming through, but because we don't want to interrupt proceedings, we are just taking messages and allowing them to call back later. We should pause for 1 minute, which I'd like you all to consider. And this is something that perhaps some of you do not know, but this is a great opportunity to find out. Guru Maharaj's pranam mantras, which you see written down here, was actually written by Param Guru Maharaj for his foremost disciple and for our Guru Maharaj. And it's worthwhile reading it again. And for all of you, we would like to read it from the board, and we can do it together. Guru Vashta Suprakam Guru Ganaya Asisa Sambhu Shitam Chintya Shintya Samasta Veda Nipunam Sri Rupa Pantanugam Govinda Vidyam Ujvalam Vartanam Bhaktya Vittam Sundaram Vande Vishwa Guruncha Devya Bharat Premi Vijay Pradam. Right, what that obviously translates, and it's worth remembering these words in English because it really encompasses everything we wish to say. Although we'll be going through a whole program of glorification, I think there's no greater glorification than this. I worship the holy lotus feet of E, who perfectly fulfills the most cherished wish of his divine master, who is adorned resplendently with the blessings of his Guru Varga, who is adept in all Vedic conceptions, both conceivable and inconceivable, who is a faithful follower in the line of Sri Rupa, who is known as Srila Govinda Maharaj, whose beautiful, divine figure revels in the mellows of divine love, who is the guru of the entire universe and the bestower of the seed of divine love for the Supreme Lord. I think that really says it all, don't you think? Jai to Guru Maharaj. We'd like to take the opportunity again to allow other speakers to come forward and say a little bit about Guru Maharaj. And this time I'd like to ask Tarit Krishna Prabhu if he could come forward and say a few words. Thank you.
Nanda Prabhu, please be graceful to me and let me something nice enter into my heart. Anyone coming here will be very much humbled by this wonderful service that's been done by the devotees in such a short period of time, and that's all the manifestation of the grace of our beloved Gurudev, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. So many feats the devotees have done, and Mohanananda Prabhu, the captain of the ship here, has steered everyone in such wonderful service, and I pray for their grace that I also may be able to do some meager service here. On this day, in this age where so many people tend to have be self-taught, that is that they prefer to consider themselves guru, or they want to listen to their own hearts, it is very difficult for them to understand the grace of such a great personality as Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Swami Maharaj. And one point of that is that they think that they may lose something. That is, when the guru or the teacher is manifest externally in this world, then they will then not listen to their own hearts. But it's described in the Shastra that our Gurudev is the external manifestation of the Lord in our heart. And Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakakshirade Goswami Maharaj, has once described that according to our consciousness, we may not be able to perceive the pure messages of the Lord in our heart. And certainly in my case, it's not possible. But when the Lord is manifest externally as Sri Gurudev, then we are able to hear with our senses, see with our eyes, even touch, do our worship in such a easily accessible way, and so beautiful and so wonderful that we can see the Lord come and sing and dance and play and give His mercy and spread His mercy to the whole world right before our very eyes, even though our eyes may be mundane. So we must thank our beloved Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu and their Divine Grace Srisi Guru Guranga Gandhava Govinda Sundara for giving this wonderful personality, Srila Gurudev, his association. And I just pray that everyone can help me, my family, to come and serve as much as possible, and commit no offences towards all the Vaishnavas, both known and unknown, in this world and in other worlds, and that somehow or other we can come to the standard, I can come to the standard, my family can come to the standard of real Vaishnav seva. And I have no more to say. Thank you very much, and thank you very much for your association. And I pray to my beloved lordships that His Divine Grace will remain on this planet for many, many, many years to come. I need His service, and I need His grace. And I pray to Nityananda Prabhu, please, you take our beloved Gurudev around the world and preach continuously for many, many years to come. Jai.
Thank you, Prabhu. This message came through the email yesterday. Thank you to Murali Da Prabhu. We were able to extract it out. And for those of you who don't know what email means, it's an electronic form of mail that is done through computers via the telephone. And it's from Moscow, from Jagannath Vallabhar Das and Lolita Mohini Devi Dasi. It says very simply, "Your glorious appearance day. We are celebrating here today, your birthday. This is chance for us who are lower than a blade of grass. You're like a magician or mystic yogi who made a human being from a dog. By giving chance to serve your feet, what can be higher? And what else do we need? With our Dandavat pranams and from all the other devotees in Russia and all parts of the Soviet Union." And we also sent him, perhaps not through the internet, but through the ether, our Dandavat pranams also. Again, it's time for one more of our my godbrothers and disciple of Guru Maharaj to give glorification to him. And this time I call upon Haribandhu Prabhu, if he could kindly come and say a few words. We all know Haribandhu can definitely glorify Maharaj through song and through music, which he's trying to do in his own simple way. But a few words from him can impart also some of his affections for Guru Maharaj.
Jai Srila Guru Maharaj. My Guru Maharaj, it is said that Sri Govinda Dham is a miracle. So many people come here and say, this place is a miracle. But what is this miracle? Is it this beautiful jewel that has become manifest from seemingly nowhere? Is it the wonderful enthusiasm that the devotees throw themselves into serving? Is it the joyous mood with which they sing the holy name? Or is it that look of devotion that appears on their face when your name, Srila Guru Maharaj, is mentioned? Well, it's all these things. All these things are miracles. But what is the source? What is the source of that miracle? Or who is the source of these miracles? And it is our beloved Srila Guru Maharaj, you, who has such purity of heart, full of love of Krishna, 100% loving servitude, beloved of all the holy and great Vaishnavas and Lord Krishna, you are that divine inspiration, for nothing would be possible, nothing, without your mercy, and we would not see anything, nothing would be possible. So that's all I can say, and I'm so grateful that you are here to guide us. Thank you very much.
Thank you again, Prabhu. Now I want to read something from one of the offerings we had. And whilst doing that, I'd also like to take the opportunity on behalf of all the devotees of Sri Govinda Dham and all of those who live around here to make a special welcome to all our international guests that are here from many parts of the world. And they're from India, of course. We've got both our Guru Maharaj's personal secretary as well as our secretary of All India, Ma, Punananda Prabhu, who has also written something which I'd like to read that was translated into English for our benefit. Also, I'd like to take an opportunity here to welcome our guests from the United States, Hawaii, which is still part of the United States, and especially Sunanda Didi, who most of you may know. Her husband was here 6 months ago. Madhusudan Prabhu did a lovely job on the video and spreading the glorious vision of Sri Govinda Dham through video all over the world. So special welcome to her also, as well as all of those who I may have overlooked, and all our interstate guests, many who are arriving today from their Christmas times with their family, shall be arriving later today. We have a full day of program and feasting, and in the evening we have our informal program, which I hope you'll all come and attend as well. This is written by Purnananda Prabhu, who is, as I've already told you, the secretary for our Mat in India, and he's done a lot of the great building program started by our Guru Maharaj, and he's implemented this through his will. And of course, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. By the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj conquered the world by distributing Harinam. This is told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. This was dreamt of by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Not only that, but what Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and Srila Param Guru Maharaj did not complete for this world, now you are using your full energy to continue that seva. Srila Guru Maharaj, that is Param Guru Maharaj, expressed so many times that he considered you, Srila Govinda Maharaj, to be more qualified than himself. So many great Vaishnavas glorified your good qualities. We can see how much progress has happened by your dedicated service in the mission since Srila Guru Maharaj's disappearance. This has taken place worldwide and in such a short space of time. Srila Guru Maharaj wanted his mission to spread into the land of Russia, and this has been done by your intensive power. Whatever your desire for the seva, that will inevitably manifest by Srila Guru Maharaj's mercy. It is very difficult to understand the nature of the Vaishnavas. I am so fallen. It is very difficult to understand your divine manifestation. With our material eye, we cannot understand your real transcendental position and in what a way Srila Guru Maharaj looked upon you. Srila Guru Maharaj has instructed us, that is his disciples, to do seva under your guidance of your divine grace. One who can do so under your divine guidance must surely get the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj. Today is such an auspicious time for me. I cannot express my heart to others, but worshipping your divine form, I feel that Srila Guru Maharaj's presence is within you. Having this wonderful opportunity to be with you personally in Australia to chant your glories and worship your divine form in person, this Vyasa Puja time, I offer my thanks to Mohananda Prabhu and all the other devotees here at Sri Govinda Dham who have granted me this opportunity by your divine grace's mercy. Previously, I had heard about the service of the devotees at Sri Govinda Dham, Yukai, Australia, and now I am seeing that even more than that, the practical things before my eyes are even more wonderful. Mohananda Prabhu and the others should take credit for their cooperative seva of everyone here, but I still might express my particular appreciation to His Divine Grace. Lastly, please, I am so fallen, I am always making offenses to you, Sri Govinda Maharaj, both knowingly and unknowingly, but I pray that you may forgive my all offenses on this auspicious day, your Vyasa Puja day. Purnananda Prabhu, Secretary Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Thank you. Now we take upon the opportunity to call upon Gopi Kanta Prabhu to say something, but we know that Gopi will always lighten the situation for us and break the ice, as you might say. And with that, we call upon Gopi to give his unique rendition.
Sometimes words are very difficult.